All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program on this Friday, we'll get a lot of calls in today. Leo 2.0, Terrell will join us. We are less than 4 hours away from the release of this tape out of Memphis as it relates to the Tyre Nichols case. In case you don't know, we have five police officers have been fired and brought up on charges and one count of second-degree murder, all charged with one count of second-degree murder, aggravated assault, acting in concert, on two accounts of aggravated kidnapping, two accounts of official misconduct, one count of official oppression. According to court records that we now have available to us, it's getting a little scary in terms of what people are out there saying. Let me play for you, and every single person that has weighed in on having seen this videotape, the verdict is unanimous. What we're about to see in less than 4 hours as a country is going to be an unconscionable beating of this young man by five police officers. The police chief, the Memphis police chief, herself says that the acts here defy humanity, a complete disregard for life, and much more. Listen.
Sunday morning is when you first saw the video?
That's absolutely right.
And then when you saw it, what was your reaction?
I was outraged. It was incomprehensible to me. It was unconscionable, and I felt that I needed to do something and do something quickly. I don't think I've witnessed anything of that nature in my entire career.
Really?
Really.
That bad?
It was that bad.
What are we going to see then?
You're going to see acts that defy humanity. You're going to see a disregard for life, duty of care that we're all sworn to, and a level of physical interaction that is above and beyond what is required in law enforcement.
Wow. Pretty powerful words from the Memphis police chief. Again, the officers have all been fired. There are five of them. It turns out, I know race always comes up in cases like this. It shouldn't. And actually, this was addressed, too, by the Memphis police chief, who I think rightly said and was correct in saying that this shows law enforcement issues aren't about race, but bias is on the table, was her specific comments. The district attorney in a press conference called the second-degree murder a knowing killing, in other words, intentional. He died January 10th. I don't know how many of you have seen the video of him in his hospital bed. I mean, it will shock the conscience and the soul. If it doesn't shock you, you don't have a conscience or a soul. And there's nothing that warranted this. This was not an armed individual. You had five police officers against one individual that was incapable of defending himself in any way, and nobody even alleged that he had a weapon at any point. The officers pulled over Tyre Nichols around 8:30 p.m. Confrontation apparently ensued. He was asking why he was being pulled over. He eventually felt threatened, ran away. Okay, let's say he ran away for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. It doesn't give you a right to beat this guy. You don't become judge, jury, and executioner. I'm still sticking with, I have not seen the tape. I am very, very, very troubled by the admonition, the warnings, the adjectives used by everybody that has seen it. There is 100% agreement with the Memphis police chief in terms of the analysis of this tape that it is that bad. So my gut, my instincts tell me, uh-oh, you better brace yourself here. Anyway, so it was pulled over about 8:30, and officers said another confrontation happened at that point, but he had already at that point been detained, according to the timeline that I'm looking at, it was after this that police say that Nichols had shortness of breath, was later taken to St. Francis Hospital in critical condition. You could see the condition he was in when you get the images from the hospital bed. His attorney, Ben Crump, said the video showed that Nichols was shocked, pepper sprayed, restrained when he was pulled over for a traffic stop. A preliminary report of Crump's independent forensic pathologist said Nichols suffered extensive bleeding caused by a severe beating. The family attorney said Nichols was kicked and was the subject of multiple uses of force during what he called an unadulterated beating for 3 straight minutes. Memphis police chief, as I said the other officers are under investigations for violations of department policy. The DA in Memphis told the news conference, although the officers each played different roles in the killing, they are all responsible. The director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation said during the news conference that he saw the video, found it absolutely appalling. Let me be clear. What happened here does not at all reflect proper policing. This was wrong. This was criminal. Second-degree murder is punishable by 15 to 60 years in prison under Tennessee law. One of the officers was accused previously of using excessive force, and he was named as a defendant in a 2016 federal civil law rights lawsuit while employed by the Shelby County Division of Corrections. So that's where we find ourselves now. Now, I do have some questions. Who thought this was a really good idea to release this tape on a Friday night? That doesn't make any sense to me. I would have released it on a Monday morning when people are not off for the weekend. Not if it's as bad as they're saying, why would you release it at 7 p.m. Eastern on a Friday night? And we'll be covering this at 9 Eastern tonight on Hannity. The officers have been charged with what other officials called a heinous beating in the case of Tyree Nichols after this traffic stop. And this body cam video is expected to be shown, as I said, in less than 4 hours. And law enforcement nationwide all across the country are preparing for potential civil unrest tonight in Atlanta. In Georgia, Governor Kemp issued a state of emergency and has activated the National Guard. This in light of what had happened a couple of weekends ago, the weekend violence in Atlanta. The order calls for up to 1,000 Georgia National Guard troops to be called up to subdue any riot or unlawful assembly. If you're looking at for some of the media coverage of this and predictions about this, the New York Times is reporting this afternoon that law enforcement nationwide is preparing for trouble tonight. I'll read specifically from the Times. Police officials around the country said they're watching the situation. Spokespeople for the police departments in Philadelphia, D.C. said they had ample staffing on hand for any protests or demonstrations that may follow the video's release. In Texas, police and city officials in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio said that they were aware of the imminent release of the video, have not taken any special steps. In New York City, the police department said in a statement that officials were preparing for the possibility of protests. The department has examined, adapted, adjusted our response to protest and is prepared to protect the constitutional right to peaceful protest and works to ensure public safety for every New Yorker exercising their First Amendment rights. That is all one big fat lie. Because of defunding, dismantling, no bail laws in New York, nobody in New York is safe anymore. Back to Washington, D.C., the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department has fully activated all sworn personnel in order to prepare for the possible protests over this tape when it's released down in less than 4 hours. All 4,000 officers in D.C. will be on duty for 12-hour shifts ahead of any First Amendment activities in D.C. will remain on those shifts until the activation protocol is lifted. I don't know what First Amendment activities mean. The police are being called out to protect the First Amendment? No, they're being called out to protect against potential violence. Can you just, you know, say something for what it is? That's why they're there. That's why they're being called up. And by the way, I think it's the right decision. Down at the U.S. Capitol, crews are preparing to set up fencing, etc. Metropolitan Police Department said they respect the community's right to demonstrate, peacefully protest, but police will not tolerate any unlawful behavior During the demonstrations, police say they will take swift action against anyone breaking the law. So we've got all of that. We'll watch that. Now, we did get today the 911 call of Paul Pelosi. I want to play it for you here, and then on the other side of the break, I'm going to play the police body cam audio, and then I'll explain and give you my thoughts on it on the other side. Here's the 911 call.
San Francisco, please, 74.
2022.
Oh, I guess I called by mistake. What is it?
18 seconds. This is San Francisco Police. Do you need help?
Oh, well, there's a gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back. Nancy Pelosi.
2:23.
He's just waiting for her to come back because she's not going to be here for a day, so I guess we'll have to wait.
Zero, okay, two, do you need police, fire, or medical for anything?
8 seconds.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
0:23:58.
Is the Capitol Police around?
2:20.
No, this is San Francisco.
Protect my wife. They're usually here at the house, protecting my wife.
No, this is San Francisco Police.
Friday, October.
I understand.
2022.
Okay, well.
0:24:18.
Let me step in here because I want to give some context and not let you hear this. So, what you have, and it's very apparent in this 911 call, is that the person that is about to assault Paul Pelosi is standing right next to him. Later in this 911 call, he identifies himself. So he's kind of like a hostage calling 911, and he can't say exactly. He's dropping as many hints as he can. This gentleman's waiting for my wife, Nancy Pelosi, to come home. You would have thought that maybe San Francisco Police, second in line for the presidency, that they would have any call from that home coming from that home or that address to say, this is serious. Although I don't criticize the dispatcher, because even though this was an odd call in the end, she sent police. They were there, according to most reports, within 2 minutes. And he asked, is the Capitol Police around? They're usually here at the house protecting my wife. And that one seemed to go over. The operator said, no, this is San Francisco Police. He's like, I understand that. I don't know. What do you think? And here's the guy you can hear in the background. So again, this guy's got a hammer. He's trying to call 911. He's speaking in code. Call us back if you change your mind, the lady says. And he says, no, this gentleman just came into the house. He wants to wait for my wife to come home. Do you know who the person is? No, I don't know who the person is. He's telling me not to do anything. What's your address? He gives his address. Again, he says, my name is Paul Pelosi. Anyway, this gentleman, he's telling me to put the phone down and just do what he says. Okay, what's the gentleman's name? I don't know. And then the guy jumps in and you can hear him. My name's David. Then Pelosi says, the name's David. Okay, who's David? Pelosi says, I don't know. What's that? He says, well, I'm a friend of theirs. He says he's a friend. And then the operator asks, but you don't know who he is? No, ma'am, I don't. He's telling me that I'm being very leading, so I got to stop talking to you, and I can stay on the phone with you if everything is okay. Anyway, to the credit of the operator, she did send the police. They were there within 2 minutes. On the other side, we'll get to all of these tapes in full, and we'll tell you more about it. You know, we're now, 3 hours and 40 minutes away from the release of the Memphis tape, if they do it on time. First, I got to remind you how to save money. These are troubled economic times. One way to do it without sacrificing anything service-wise is joining the stampede away from the big carriers for your cell phone, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and joining Pure Talk. This is a stampede to saving money. That's my cell phone company. They have the same 5G network, the exact same cell towers that the big carriers use. In other words, if you look at your phone and it's Pure Talk, you'll have the same number of bars as if you had the big carriers. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families saving much, much more. With Pure Talk, you get blazing fast data, talk, text, just $30 a month. That's unlimited and probably half of what you're paying at the big carriers, and your first month is risk-free. If you're not completely happy with Pure Talk, you get your money back. So anyway, just dial #250, join the stampede of saving money for the exact same service. Do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250 on your cell, keyword save now, and you can make the switch in seconds, in minutes. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.